Country Club FM.
Friday train whistle starts us out here in the Bob Almanac. Bob Almanac, you just heard Neil talking about Schmidt Decorative Concrete. The Bob Almanac brought to you by Schmidt Decorative Concrete. No Neil in person, but of course, what we will have is virtual Neil.
Huh?
Yeah. Despite the doubters, we have a doubter?
Huh?
We do, apparently. Friday, July 11th, 192nd day of the year. It's 7-11 here today. Today's the day. We would not have the Hamilton musical, I'm sure, if not for this event. So if you like Hamilton and you've been to see Hamilton, I haven't. It's a musical. I'm not that big into those kind of musicals. I'd probably enjoy it because there is some history involved. But you don't have Alexander Hamilton to thank for the musical Hamilton. You got Aaron Burr to thank. Third Vice President of the United States. He shot former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton to death. That's how they used to decide things in Washington. Now they just do it on social media, of course. And Weehawken, New Jersey, 1804, their infamous duel took place on this date. Aaron Burr was the better shot than Alexander Hamilton. 1804. Babe Ruth made his major league debut. Remember, he started with the Boston Red Sox. Actually started with the Baltimore Orioles. They were a minor league team then. Because he grew up, I think, in Baltimore. I'm almost certain of it. Because I remember them digging up the old outhouse in the pit. Where Babe Ruth... Yeah, they dug up Babe Ruth's outhouse pit. See what they could find. I imagine Babe Ruth was in that outhouse a lot. But it was the Boston Red Sox, and of course the Red Sox eventually sold him to the Yankees, 1914. How about 67, Neil? Are you ready to maybe hear some music?
Let's do it.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers in the first edition this day recorded this one.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning.
There's Kenny Rogers. I'm sure people who aren't familiar with Kenny Rogers, surprised this is him.
I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then
he was psychedelic back in the day. And Kenny Rogers, this is the date that they formed the first edition, not the new edition. That's Bobby Brown. This is the first edition. And you know what I found out just recently from Casey Kasem, an old Casey Kasem countdown, that there was a time, I think in maybe 67, maybe early on, that Karen Carpenter actually auditioned to be a part of the first edition. There was a female singer in there. Could you imagine Karen Carpenter singing "Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In," or Reuben James, or "Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town"? Karen Carpenter auditioned but did not make the cut, and then of course became famous with her brother. The Carpenters had their first hit, I believe, in 1970. So that was 67. 1972.
It's going to take a while. Look who's up.
Take him. Go for it.
Let's have some sugar snacks.
Snack, snack, sugar snacks.
I dig him.
Give me a snack, and I'll snack you back.
1972, this date, Kellogg's introduced Dig 'Em, a frog. I don't know what frogs had to do with sugar smacks. Then they changed it to Honey Smacks. But who were they fooling? There's still as much sugar in there. It's as bad for your teeth and for your health as it was previously. They just changed the name. Gaslighting. Sugar Smacks and Dig 'Em as the frog mascot. Well, you know what it is. Eat enough Sugar Smacks, you're jumping around like a frog. That had to be what that was all about. Kellogg's in 72. In the news in 2015.
Just before 9 p.m. Saturday, he stepped into the shower in his maximum security cell and never came out.
Huh?
According to Mexican police, he climbed down a 30-foot ladder to enter a 5-foot-tall escape tunnel, complete with lighting and ventilation, and a motorcycle on rails to carry digging equipment. It extended about a mile to a construction site south of the prison.
How about that? This was the date that El Chapo, he had escaped like in 2001, and then they looked for him, got him in 2014, and then his guys, his cartel guys, built and started building this tunnel, this 1-mile-long tunnel. They probably started tunneling and building it the minute that they slammed the door on his cell in 2014 when he was sentenced and then imprisoned. And this, like you said, it was about a mile long, this tunnel, 33 feet deep. There was a ladder. There was like a mini bike there to carry him to safety that they probably also used. It had artificial light. It had air ducts, high quality construction materials. These cartels have access. I got a lot of money. And so they got access to all kinds of great stuff. Little did they know the guy at the Mexican Home Depot, when they sold him some air ducts and some duct tape and probably some other things there, that they were actually selling them stuff to build a tunnel to get El Chapo out. And then they eventually got him. But El Chapo, Mr. Escape Artist, 2015. And then, of course, another massive manhunt. Let's get into birthdays now today. Armani suits. Are those still a thing? Never owned an Armani suit. Neil, how about you? Any? Yeah, I don't think so. I need to find out. What is the price of an Armani suit today? I'm asking my phone. It's a no sidekick day here today. And Google is empty. Way to go, Google. I'm sure it's expensive. Into the thousands of dollars. Giorgio Armani is 91.
I don't need the same excuses. All this talk is really useless. You run for cover every time I'm close to you.
Jeff, Hannah, yes. One of the key components of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. So many key components, but here he is singing Make a Little Magic when they were just the Dirt Band. And they're on Solid Gold. So I believe they're lip syncing. I think they lip synced on Solid Gold as well as American Bandstand. But Jeff, Hannah here today. Happy birthday to him. He is 78. And I just did Google an Armani suit. And here's one for $7,100. But here's another one for only $9.49. So I guess you can get them under a grand. And then here's one from Kohl's for $99.99. Men's Warehouse has got, but it's not Armani. Yeah, I'm not getting an Armani suit anytime soon. You won't be seeing me wearing an Armani suit at the state hockey tournament on TV. I could be like the governor and show up in a ratty old Carhartt jacket. I won't do that, and I won't be in an Armani, I'm pretty sure. 91 for Armani. Jeff, Hannah, happy birthday. How about Neil? You ever watch that show Soap?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
I should have married her.
Bob, look, you did the right thing. I mean, there's no way to tell if that baby's yours or not.
I don't know. I guess I'll always wonder if it looks like me, you know? The hair, the eyes, the grain.
The grain, because he's wood. He's a dummy. The ventriloquist, J. Johnson, born this day 1949. He is 76 today. It was Chuck and Bob. Chuck and Bob. Chuck was Jay, and then Bob was his dummy ventriloquist on Soap. Just another component that made that show great. Billy Crystal and the others, Richard Mulligan, among others, J. Johnson. Happy birthday to him.
Oh, Larry, good. I see you've met D-Day. Good. You're having a nice time. It's good.
Good.
He is not playing the William Tell Overture on bongos. He's playing it on his throat, basically. Bruce McGill is D-Day from Animal House, and that was actually him doing that. That was a skill that he had. He's been in a lot of other things as well, but D-Day from Animal House, Bruce McGill, 75.
Austin Powers is getting too close. Any suggestions?
Jawohl, Herr Doktor. I have created the ultimate weapon to defeat Austin Powers. Bring in the fembots!
Frau Farbissina, yes, 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 the founder of the militant wing of the Salvation Army, Mindy Sterling, one-time partner of Dr. Evil. Mindy Sterling, she's on a lot of other shows as well. She is 72.
Those scratches on your neck, Doc, did the one-armed guy do that?
One-armed guy?
Helen scratched me when I was trying to move her.
Was that before or after you had the fight with the one-armed guy?
From the one-armed guy? The woman that was murdered by the one-armed guy in the Fugitive movie, married to Harrison Ford, CeeLo Ward. What do you say his name? Name is Helen, I think. CeeLo Ward didn't have a huge role there, mostly in flashbacks with the one-armed guy. CeeLo Ward is 69.
Lisa, I want some more.
What?
Please, sir. I want some more.
We didn't have to do that at our house. Just dig in. Didn't have to ask for seconds. But when you're Oliver Twist and you're in the orphanage, you gotta ask. And I don't think he received. That's Mark Lester from the movie Oliver, 1968 child actor out of England. Unbelievably, he's 67.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
And I believe she's also a communist.
I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before.
So that's Suzanne Vega. Her name is Luca 66. And this.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Heidi, she followed Pamela Anderson as the Tool Time Girl on Home Improvement, Debbie Dunning, 59. And our rapper of the day is Lil Kim, 51, one of the many rappers that went by the name Lil. At some point, it was no longer creative. And how do we know that there are so many Lils in the rapper game? That's because there's another Lil today. There's Lil Zane. So if you got two Lils on the same day, a Lil Zane and a Lil Kim, you know there are a lot of Lils in the rapping world, but Lil Kim is 51. I'll mention Lil Zane, 43 today. Neil, you ready for what's the deal or gone but not forgot?
I'll look that up.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. John Quincy Adams, our former president of the day, 1767, sixth president. E.B. White gave us Charlotte's Web. Gosh, I love the book. And then, of course, the movie. Was it a TV movie? Paul Lynde played the rat. 1899, Charlotte's Web, E.B. White. Yul Brynner.
The deliverer is Moses. Draw one more breath to tell me why Moses or any other Egyptian would deliver the Hebrews.
He was the King Ramses in the Ten Commandments. You know, I watched that scene, and I tell you what, Edward G. Robinson should have worked on his pecs a little bit before doing that movie. I got to be honest. Because I'm sure he was doing some work. You think he'd have better pecs back there at that time. The Egyptians. Yul Brynner, 1920.
You little gubbin, you're getting married this afternoon.
I don't know what to say.
Come on, say what's in your heart. No more alimony.
Oh, no, honey, I'm happy for you, too. I really am.
Ex-wife of Oscar Madison, and they were actually married in real life. Brett Summers, gone but not forgotten, 1924. A lot of great appearances. She was a regular on Match Game.
The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place.
Sonny James or Tab Hunter? Who did this song better? Here's Tab Hunter, who was also an actor. But he couldn't focus on singing 100%, so probably Sonny James, right? 1931 for Tab Hunter, one of the Pointers. She's the one who left before all their success. Like in the early or mid-70s, late-70s, she left.
Into my arms.
She did not sing Jump, Jump, Jump for My Love, 1950. And now, Neil, they're what? They're all...
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
That list provided by Neil's staff. And Neil's staff, as I have discovered, forgot one big one.
You have any saloons down there?
Well, that I don't know.
Has that bum ever smoked a cigar?
I doubt it.
How many cases of beer a day does he drink?
I wouldn't even venture.
Does he do the polka?
I doubt that, too.
How can he call himself the Crusher? I've been hit with bars.
And, of course, he was talking about the Crusher Blackwell. He was talking about Stone Martin. We were talking about the Crusher. Reginald Lisowski, the one, the only, the Crusher. Born this date, 1926. One of the greatest of all time. his finishing move. Neil was looking for a finishing move as Neil, the Rudder Freeman. Well, the Crusher, of course, had the bolo. The Crusher, 1926. Now
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, let's get into a Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday. It's brought to you by Hayden Murphy here. This next block of music, your construction, equipment, rental, sales, parts, and service dealer, Highway 10, Elk River.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis St. Paul, Total Country, Bob FM. We built this hour of continuous country with help from Hayden Murphy. Your